Welcome to A Cup of English. Today is Wednesday, the 18th of February, 2009, and the title of this podcast is You Must Love the Verb to Be. My name is Anna, I'm English, I live in the northwest of the United States, and Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I will be bringing you a little English to wake up your language learning skills. You must love the verb to be. Beginners. When you learn English, the verb to be can be a bit of a problem sometimes. It is irregular, so it doesn't follow a regular pattern. But that is okay. Lots of verbs in English are irregular. I am, you are, he is, etc. should be familiar if you are serious about learning the language. And what about the past tense? Was and were. Do they drive you crazy? Don't worry, any language learner will sympathize. Let's try a few sentences. It's a good idea to read the text and listen at the same time. Hello, I am your English teacher. How are you all? The snow was heavy today and there were several accidents on the road. I thought the class would be cancelled, but it wasn't. Was your homework okay? Isn't it nice to understand verbs? It wasn't always easy, was it? I know that your textbook isn't cheap, but it is a good one. The other books were very expensive. This one isn't confusing either. My other students aren't as far ahead as you are. They weren't happy with their test results. Yours were the best. Do you see that with a bit of condensed practice, you can get used to this little but important verb? Advanced. To be or not to be, that is the question. Those aren't my words, of course. They were written by the genius himself, Shakespeare. They are quoted all the time in different contexts, and I'm sure misquoted sometimes. The verb is such a short, insignificant sounding verb, but it is essential and weighty in meaning. Shakespeare wrote the sentence at the beginning of Hamlet's soliloquy, when he questions the meaning of life and the decisions we must make. What a fantastic piece of writing it is. Maybe one day I will treat you to the whole speech. I'll have to practice it quite a few times first. But until then, we need to practice the little verb to be. Isn't that a wonderful idea? Would it be necessary to practice if you knew it well? Probably not. But it will be necessary if you wish your English to be polished and natural. It wasn't always fun as a French and Spanish student to be chained to verb practice, but the teachers were undeterred. Practice is, was, and will be part of my lifestyle. So, what do you think? Am I a sneaky teacher, fitting in the verb all over the place without you realizing? I'm sure that you are all good students who love the verb to be. Are you? Well, that's all for today. I hope you found the podcast of some use. To download the text and grammar notes, please visit me at acupofenglish.libsyn.com or click on the small I in the description column in iTunes. Feel free to send me a message. I would love to hear from you. Any comments and questions, feel free to write to acupofenglish@live.com. Goodbye for now, and you'll be hearing from me soon. Take care.
在线英语听力士，感谢您的收听，请推荐给身边的好友。